chapter, verse 8 says, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed. As I was still in his bed. I thought about a young candidate that when he got and it took me back down memory lane. I thought about my youngest grandson, Tyree. Tyree was a kid that every time I'm home, he'd be right behind me. I'd get up in the living room and head to the kitchen and we'd be so close on my heels that if I stopped, turned around, I'd walk. He told me one time, he said, Papa, I want to be just like you. He said, I want to talk like you, Papa. He said, I want to do the things. I want to preach like you, Papa. I want to sing like you, Papa. He said, I want to walk like you, Papa. And I stopped and said, look, man, Papa, you want to walk like you, Papa. Both of your people jump and that you walk like you, Papa. Everything else is good. And Tyree would, I would sit on the bed and he would sit on the floor beside the bed. And we'd sit there and watch TV. And we'd be sitting there eating Oreos and watching TV. And I start to feel my legs going to sleep. And I start to beat on my legs, and Tyree would jump up, he'd reach and grab my hand and pull me off the bed, and he'd say, walk it out, Popo. I mean, he just tell me, walk it out, Popo. And so I decided this morning to use the preacher of the thought, walk it out, Popo. Just walking out. You know, sometimes we find ourselves with different things going on in our lives. And sometimes you just got to walk out and talk to Jesus. This gospel of John. John is known as the beloved disciple. John wrote this gospel according to John, writing verse 7, 3 John, the book of Revelation. And as a matter of fact, John, the disciple of Jesus, hanging on the cross, he looked at his mother and he said, woman, behold, that son. Look down at John, he said, son, behold, that mother. And it said that John took Jesus' mother, and from that time he kept her with him. And this gospel of John, by the time it was written, the other three gospels had been already written. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and all that happened. It's not the gospel. This gospel of John, called John, it was written much later. The other disciples had been martyred and gone on to get their reward. John was written. And it was called a supplemental gospel. And I looked at that word supplemental. Supplemental, I think, was brought out when you find someone that had accepted Christ. You can't believe the gospel preaching. But I found that looking at John didn't say anything about the virgin birth or anything like that. So I started to kind of believe that this gospel was written for believers. You started that 15th chapter and read on, you find out that they had already accepted. And they believed, but they just wanted to go out. They wanted to increase their faith and John. Right for these believers. John was so bold until he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. I found that if you pull up to the stop sign right there in the beginning, And then if you look just a bit further down in eternity road, you'll find out that God just wasn't sitting around just twiddling his fingers, because he is the beginning. And the Bible tells us he is not only the beginning, but he is the end. He's the Alpha. He's the maker, the author and finisher of our faith. And so John wanted you to know that Jesus is exactly who he said he was, and would do exactly what he said he would. Said not anything was made that was made that wasn't made by him. So everything that belonged to him. And then if you move right on down just a little bit further, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, that as of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And so John realized that at that time there were those that were known as the Gnostic, that believed in God but just didn't believe in this Son of God. And here we find the backdrop for our sermon. You find John painting a picture about a Savior who had gone up to Jerusalem. And it talks about the feast. Time of a feast. And during that time, there were three feasts that would take place during the year. And it don't say exactly which feast it was, but we believe it would be the feast of Passover. And as Jesus came up, it tells about this place that had a pool, and it was where these folks that laid around this pool waiting on the trumpet of the water. And since this is youth day, I like to always throw some things out with a youth. You know, you find sometimes you have youth reading and they don't pronounce their words just as we do. So I think if it would have been my little grandson reading, he probably would have said something like important folks. And then as we normally would do, I would have probably corrected him and said, no, impotent. And he probably said important again. And when you really look at it, those folks weren't important. They weren't important to Jesus. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And when he walked up on all these folks, you would think that they just, this man would just lay there. But when you read down a little further, when Jesus asked him, would he be made whole? It was something that the man said that got my attention. He said, every time I try to get down into the pool, as I'm making my way down, somebody step in before me. Did y'all get that? So that let me know he wasn't just lying there waiting for somebody to put him in. He needed some help. But he would get up and he would, whenever then he started to make his way down, but he just wasn't moving fast enough. And somebody would get in before he could get there. The Bible tells us that this man had been there for 38 long years. And here is Jesus come walking up to this pool. And this man has been there longer than Jesus has been on the scene. Yeah, this man, he had been laying there for, and it don't really say exactly when did he get this infirmity, but it do say he had been there for 38 long years. And as I studied for this thing, I found out that his problem was sin. and you read your Bible, you'll find out if you read further in that chapter that you're going to cross Jesus. He'll cross his path again, and Jesus will tell him that he did the woman that was caught in adultery go and sin no more. So that made me believe that his problem had been because of sin. So I don't know whether he had been there from the age of accountability or whether he had been there since a teenager, but I do know he had been there long enough for Jesus, should I say, as Tyree would say, call it Papa. Yeah, I think he had been there long enough to be old enough for Jesus to be his elder. I'm sorry. For him to be an elder of Jesus. So I would like to say to you today, walk it out. When trouble get in your way, walk it out.